Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy, and welcome to Public Advocate. My guest today is Gigi Bowman. This is the third time I believe I've interviewed Gigi, but she always has something happening, not the least of which is her run for the New York State level Senate. And I always have to point that out because people think of New York State senators as U.S. senators, but the New York State Senate is what Gigi Bowman is running for, and she'll come on and tell us what district she's running in and what counties that includes. And, of course, we are then going to talk about her latest production. This is a co-production with Ian Alexander, and he is welcome to join the conversation at 25 after the hour. Ian, if you're listening, I hope you will. I would like to start by asking Gigi about her run for the state Senate. Okay, so let me see if she's on. No, she's not on yet, so let me finish my message to Ian, telling him he's welcome to join us at 25 after if he's available. Okay, Ian, if you wish to join us at 25 after, you are welcome. Ian has worked very hard on Liberty Fest NYC, and I know that Gigi had co-produced Save Long Island Forum, which was a tremendous success. I would have to say the event of the decade. I have never said less than that because I'm bowled over by the quality of speakers she had at this event, and, of course, the number was staggering as well. However, there are three that I know who are speaking again at this event, and that will be Kristen Megan, the chemtrail whistleblower, who made a tremendous splash in terms of people really sitting up and paying attention to this extremely critical and life-jeopardizing issue, chemtrails, and also Josie Wales, Josie the Outlaw. And I have to hear more about Josie. I don't know enough about her, and I'm looking forward to hearing about that because she is speaking at Liberty Fest NYC also. And Tatiana Moroz, who was fabulous when she came and performed several songs at an event I had here in New York City, jamming for a vaccine-free NYC. And that's what I'm all about. So let me pick up Gigi, hopefully she's in. No, not quite yet. Okay. Well, on May 3rd, here in New York City, and I will get you the exact location, you can attend Liberty Fest NYC. All right. Let me open that link. Oh, boy, I've got so many links in front of me. What is she saying? That's what he has. Oh, okay. Okay, Ian is not big into public speaking. Okay, fine. No problem, Ian. You're a hard worker, and we admire all the effort you've put into this production, so you've done your part. Let's see all the links that I had open, and I am now looking for... Gigi's on. Great. She's going to help me out here. All right. Hello, my friend. Welcome, Gigi Bowman.
Hello, Sally. How are you today?
Well, I want you to just open up by saying what district you're running for, New York State Senate, and tell people what counties that includes, because a lot of people don't know their districts. And then we'll talk about Liberty. Will you kindly do that?
Sure. I'm running for New York State Senate. It's on Long Island. It's District 5, which is the North Shore, Suffolk County, and Nassau County. And it's probably from Northport going through Suffolk to Glen Cove in that North Shore. And also that includes Syosset, Plainview, Jericho. So if you live in any of those places, you might want to vote for an activist instead of a career politician.
Right. And you will not find an activist anywhere in the world like Gigi Bowman.
Yes, you will, Sally O'Cordy.
No, you won't. Oh, no, I do not. I pale in comparison to you. You are just flipping out with your every single day. You go to every today. Am I correct?
Wait, I didn't hear what you said. For some reason, we're kind of fuzzy here, but...
Oh, no, don't tell me. You're going to Albany.
I hear you better
today.
Now. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're going to Albany? That's okay.
Yes.
Are you going
I'm going to Albany tomorrow for the Libertarian Convention. We will
okay,
be picking
great.
A gubernatorial candidate for the Libertarian Party tomorrow, as well as, yeah, it's very important to us. So be on the lookout for another gubernatorial candidate who's actually Libertarian and definitely not a career politician and someone who stands up for liberty.
Wonderful. And do you know who's being nominated? I mean, this is kind of interesting, is it not?
There's four gentlemen that I know of that are running. One is Chris Eads. He is from upstate New York. We have Michael McDermott, who's from down here on Long Island. There's Richard Cooper, who is also from Nassau County. And there's another gentleman who I don't know. I think he's really new to the Libertarian Party, so his name escapes me, which says a lot. You know, I mean, usually Libertarian, social Libertarian people who have been part of the party, so sometimes you got to worry about people trying to infiltrate, which happens a lot. So those are the three ones that I know about.
Right, right. Okay. I think you'd be a fantastic gubernatorial candidate. But I'm glad you're running for an office, you know?
Well, I'm actually running to win. And
right.
I want to get things done. So my feeling is I am the president of an organization called LibertyCandidates.com. You can go to the website. And we have candidates all over the country that are running on the platform of liberty. It's not libertarian. It's not any party. It's non-partisan. We have people that are running in every single party, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Constitution Party. We vet them. And we make sure they're running on a platform of liberty. And I really stress that people run for local office because that's where you can actually win and get the job done. People who have never run before who step up to run for Congress and Senate and president, I think they're just trying to make a statement. I really don't think they're trying to win. So I stress.
That would be me. That would be me.
Because
I run
local.
All the time as a way to educate people. Give me an excuse to educate people. But
true.
You are, as you say, you are running to win. And I've never seen anybody give more of, you know, the old college try. I mean, Lord, every single day you have some kind of a production or another. And it's startling. And I want to say that, you know, Ed works with you on the library screenings and the incredible Save Long Island Forum, which will go down in history. And Ian Alexander and yourself, this is the first production you are co-producing together, or you've done this before?
Well, you know, if we don't start working to wake up our community when we're aware of things, then we're just going to get lost in the system that is far overreaching, taking away our liberties, our freedom. So when you're aware of things, whether it be about vaccines, GMO food, smart meters, whether you're aware of what's happening in the sky, what's happening, you know, to the earth, or you're aware of political, you know, economic problems that are taking place, like things that have to do with the Federal Reserve. It's your job as a citizen of the United States to speak up, to get the word out. If we just all sit back and watch TV and get our nails done, what the hell are we doing to our children? So I can't help it. It's part of my DNA at this point, you know?
Right, and you're going to be speaking at Liberty Fest about the pharmaceutical
I don't know what I'm going to be speaking about. I always wing it, you know. There's a countless amount of things I can speak about. I'm supposed to be talking about running for Senate, but, you know, the Liberty people are a tough crowd, Sally. Just be aware, because you're going to be speaking too, and there's a lot of different people from different spectrums of the liberty movement that will be there who might not always agree with you, what you and I are doing. So we have to be prepared sometimes to take the good with the bad. So I'm considering what I'm going to talk about. So you'll be surprised. So come on down to Liberty Fest. There's still tickets available, lfnyc.com.
Okay, I put all of your links. Let me tell you the links I have here so you can add any ones. Like, for example, the link you just spoke about for Liberty Candidates, if you would put that in the comment area, and I'm driving people to the comment area to find it. But the ones I have currently are Liberty Fest NYC Tickets, that link, Gigi Bowman for NY State Senate, that link, and Speakers at Liberty Fest NYC, the Facebook event page. So you can find all of them directly under the screen if you're listening to the program. And when it, of course, gets archived, it'll be easily accessible. But talk to us about all of these issues that you are addressing in your run, because you are addressing a multitude of issues, and you take them one at a time, you educate people one at a time, and this has gone on over the course of a very long time, Gigi. Is this your first run or not?
Sally? It sounded kind of fuzzy, and I didn't hear all of what you said. I didn't hear the last part.
Oh, okay. Well, I was basically saying you educate people an issue at a time, weekly. It's really quite remarkable. If people attend your events, they are very well-rounded, you know? And so is this your first run?
Yes, I never really expected to run for office. That was the last thing I intended to do. But when the New York SAFE Act was passed in the middle of the night, that really upset me because I felt that they had used the Sandy Hook, what happened at Sandy Hook, they had used it to infringe on the Second Amendment. And really that wasn't what we should have been doing at that point. We should have been talking about pharmaceutical medication, how it's pushed on our children, and how all of these school shootings are not done by guns themselves, but by people on pharmaceutical medication. So I think that the people, the powers that be, are using the excuse of school shootings to infringe on our Constitution rather than pointing the finger where it belongs, and that's Big Pharma. Most of them will not talk about Big Pharma, and that is because Big Pharma owns everything. What can you do? I mean,
so true.
Yeah, you know more than anybody now. You know, so unfortunately, talking about that in public is taboo, it seems. And since I'm running for office, if I suddenly disappear, it wasn't me. Okay, I didn't commit suicide. I didn't do anything, you know, to hurt myself. If all of a sudden I'm gone, you know where to go. You say that in a jostling way, but, you know, you've seen bad things happen to good people. So seeking out is not, you know, and you do that every day, Sally. You're always out there speaking about, you know, the importance of what's going on with vaccines and our children. So it's just, you know, you're doing the same thing as me. And you know how it is.
And someone has to do it. More people should join us. More people should say our children are more important than we are. And that's really what we're saying when we're doing this. Our children, the hope for healthy grandchildren, the hope for freedom for all children and ourselves, obviously. But, hey, I lived a full life. I made it. You know, I'm not saying I'm expendable. I'm just saying that there are things far more important than us, and it is called the future or not.
And that's exactly it. I mean, I have beautiful daughters. I just saw that you have a beautiful daughter that I think she graduated. I think I saw a picture up there, beautiful girl. Yeah, and, you know, these children deserve a chance. We grew up in the 70s. I think you and I are close to the same age. We had dreams, and we were able to follow them, you know, to a point, you know, dreams of, you know, having a career or getting married or buying a home. It seems that our kids are not going to be able to have those same dreams. And
no question.
I want them to, and it really upsets me, whether it be the food issue. I feel like we're being poisoned through, you know, the food system, through GMO food. We've got, you know, chemtrails, geoengineering, weather modification going on in our skies. Sally, I can't even, every day there's a new issue because we have so many things that are hitting us from every angle. Next week I have the showing of a new movie that just came out called Take Back Your Power, The Dangers of Smart Meters. It hasn't been shown yet. It's going to be, you're going to start seeing viewings of this in your area. You can buy the movie online. It hasn't gotten into stores yet, but check it out. This is what I do. I get films and I try to show them to the people in my community and have a speaker who is, you know, an expert on that subject. And this is what we all have to do, from city to city, from town to town, from state to state. Go get a room in your library, you know, get a day every month and show a movie. If you're awake and aware, realize that we are few and far between, and there's a lot of people, our neighbors, don't know the things we know, and we have to wake them up. So, you know, this is the only way to do it is education, and films seem to be one of the best ways to do it because people like to go to a movie, especially if it's free. You know, the libraries don't charge you to do this. If you get into a library, sometimes they, you know, they want to know what you're up to because they don't want you to pass on information because, you know, who owns the libraries? But, you know, we all can take a step forward and be the person that wakes up our community. And we have to, because if anything happens, we want to know that we can at least go to our neighbors and say, hey, we got to get together and we have to do something because the S is hitting the fan. Don't know if I'm allowed to curse, but
well,
anyway.
I actually tried to do this with my neighbors. I had heard Stuart Rhodes talk about how to create a community watch and
yes.
to be a self-contained community and self-sufficient community and self-protecting community. So I talked to my neighbors about this, and I said we really have to start by throwing a block party and getting to know everybody on our block, because I know many people on my block, but there are others I don't, and we should all get to know each other very well.
Yes.
And everybody gave me lip service, and nobody would do this with me. And it's not, you know, what, am I going to throw a block party by myself, you know? But I need cooperation here. So it's kind of like their ballet classes are really important when the economy isn't about to nosedive and people become desperate. Sure, ballet is really important then, but not now. So everybody's distracted with sports and recreation and culture. Wonderful, wonderful that everybody should enjoy themselves, but not now.
Well, you know, you just said something. You just brought up an organization that I belong to, and that I really think that they're heading the way to bringing communities together, and that's the Oath Keepers. On Long Island, we have the Suffolk County Oath Keepers and the Nassau County Oath Keepers, and you do have a chapter in New York City, and run by Bill Cooper, and that's the New York City Oath Keepers. And what they've done at the last couple of meetings is they've gotten us together with Oath Keepers who are in town and community. We've all shared information. We've shared phone numbers, addresses, and names, and we've also shared what we're good at. You know, if somebody's an EMT or if somebody's a nurse or somebody's a doctor, or we've all put this, you know, down, so that we know who we can trust, where we can go if something should happen, if there's a tsunami or, you know, I'm just coming up with a silly thing, but you never know. On Long Island, you just never know what's going to happen. We did have Sandy after all. So if there's a blackout or there's no life, we know who to go to or who we can try to contact. You can do the same thing in New York City. Join the New York City chapter of Oath Keepers. You can find them on meetup.com. Great people, trusting people, aware of everything going on, and they're all pretty much very, they're all retired New York police, or they're retired law enforcement, military, and there's also many people who are associates like myself who just do this because we know that it's the right thing to do and follow the Constitution.
Well, I tell you, I admire them tremendously, and I'm actually an Oath Keeper, too. I have donated a couple of times, but not recently because, as with everybody else, we are stretched to the limit. The economy couldn't be worse, and everybody is suffering. Everybody who, you know, I'd love to fix my roof. That's like a dream of mine. The roof will fall in before I do, you know. But anyway, so... yeah, but what I was trying to do locally is what you are doing in a network way, and I love it. I was trying to do locally and at Stuart Rhodes' recommendation. I really thought that was good thinking. So when they come to say, okay, we're here to rescue you, no thanks, we're self-sufficient, you know?
Well, there you go. That's because they're too busy worrying about what Beyonce is doing, and, you know, that's more important to some people. What could I tell you?
Right. Okay. Now, I want, if we could, because I announced that there will be several speakers that will be speaking again, and Tatiana Moroz will be playing at Liberty Fest. But if we could go through the speakers and what the subjects they will be addressing, I would really value that.
Okay, let me look myself because some of these people
are... I have a
list
in front of me.
Okay. I don't know if I know them all.
Okay.
Ian got a lot of people too, and it's a great bunch of people talking about different issues. So let's go. Who you got, Sally?
Okay. Well, we have Julie Borowski.
Okay, Julie Borowski is very well known in the Liberty movement and libertarian circles. She's just an adorable, smart girl who's known for making videos about liberty. You can check out Julie Borowski on YouTube, and you'll be amazed that she's just very comedic and funny, but she's got a lot of followers because she has a certain way of bringing young people into the liberty movement using her method of video, and it's really inspiring because she talks about so many different things, and sometimes she puts on costumes or she puts on disguises, and it's really cute. Check her out on YouTube, Julie Borowski, Borowski.
Okay, just so you know, and the listeners know, we have the link to the Facebook page, which has everybody's name and affiliated links. So you can find every single person we're about to talk about, that's where you can find it, directly under the screen on the speakers list. Okay, the next one, then Megan.
All right, Kristen is someone who I really admire. She, you know, she doesn't get an easy time of it because she's a whistleblower. And she's come out about geoengineering. And what she tells us is that what we see in the skies is real and that she knows about it. And she's one of the best speakers that I've seen on the subject. And you'll see that she gets so many hits on her YouTube. Another person to awaken the world, and I got to give, I mean, she's just a beautiful woman who has put herself out there, and it's not easy. It's not easy being honest when you really know what's going on.
Okay, Josie Wales.
Josie Wales, an adorable, sweet girl who is a big advocate for the Second Amendment, and she's an anarchist, which you'll see a lot of anarchy and anarchism at Liberty Fest, because a lot of the people who have come into the Liberty movement have gone in the direction of believing in having no government. And it's not as crazy as you think it is, so I'm not going to speak for anarchism or anarchists, but do go to Liberty Fest, and you'll find out a lot of philosophy and why people have just given up and think that we need to be self-sufficient and stop relying completely on the government. And she's a big advocate for that. A lot of people like to hear what she has to say. She also makes great videos, so check her out.
Ooh, Good. Okay. And her link is also on among the speakers. And Nana Bartlett.
Oh, Nina Bartlett. Nina Bartlett runs an organization called, Nina. She's a beautiful woman, an organization called LOLA, Ladies of Liberty Alliance. She's been running this for as long as I can remember being in the Liberty Movement. And what she does is she has a website, LOLA. It's imlola.org. And she advocates for women. And she has women speakers who talk about liberty, and she has them all go around the country and speak at colleges and universities and very upstanding young girls, and she has them all listed on her website, and she does what she can to promote women and liberty.
Oh, I think she might be my friend on Facebook. I definitely want to meet her. I want to meet all these people. I'm really looking forward to this. Well, Tatiana Morose, please tell everybody about our friend.
Tatiana is like one of my children. I just love her and adore her. She's a singer who sings about liberty in her music and awakens people to what's going on through music and art. And that's an important thing that we don't talk about a lot, that, sometimes music and art are the ways that people will come and learn and be educated. And, it's not always about talking. Sometimes music is the way to arrive at, where you stand on freedom, And she doesn't just write songs. Her songs are stories. So I love Tatiana. She's a good friend, and she's definitely a big advocate for liberty. So she's also a great singer, so please come down just to listen to Tatiana. It's worth it. It's worth the price of admission.
And what's interesting is you're saying all these people are really sweet people. They are sweet people. And because they're liberty-minded, I would like people to kind of look at this in a different way. These are not people who are out there being outraged for no reason. They have really good reason. These are sweet people. They are, I've met many of them, and they are lovely and gentle souls, except for the fact that they can't sit still in the face of being poisoned is one of the issues, Lord knows. But, I'm glad you brought that up. So she is certainly one of the dearest. Okay, we have Carla Garrick.
All right, Carla Garrick is a force to be reckoned with. This woman is totally amazing. She runs the Free State Project in New Hampshire. And if you don't know about that, that is an organization that promotes people going to New Hampshire and living as free people in the Free State. New Hampshire was picked because it is one of the freest states. You can do things there that you can't do in other states, like carry a gun or ride a motorcycle without a helmet or not wear a seatbelt or you don't need insurance. There's a lot of, things in this state. Also, economically, there's no state tax, and that's a big factor. So she is one of these people that is one of the people that started the Free State Project, or she's the president of it, and she really works hard to bring these people together as a community, and they get a lot done. A lot of the people there have won seats, in legislature in New Hampshire, and they're getting a lot of bills passed that wouldn't ordinarily have happened had these people not come to this state. Things like, I think they're right now, I think they're nullifying industrial hemp, which to me is a big, big issue. Because if we nullified industrial hemp in all 50 states, what would the federal government do? It would, what are they going to do, arrest everybody? I mean, industrial hemp is an important issue because it's not marijuana. It's a whole different plant. But with hemp, we would stop having wars for oil. You can use it for fuel. You can build with it. You can make clothes with it. Cotton, is the reason why we don't have industrial hemp as illegal, because, some of the big industries wanted it to be illegal. They didn't want competition. So remember that hemp is what our Constitution was printed on, and there's a lot of things to do with it, you know. So it's also on our money. Look at the pictures. I think it's a bill where they're pulling a wagon full of hemp. It's kind of ironic that it's illegal in this country, but yet we buy it from other countries, you know. Amazing.
Well, I think also I've heard that maybe I don't know if I'm correct or not, that they review legislation for freedom. Like they look.
Yes,
they have.
They do.
That's awesome. I really, really like that too. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody who's speaking here. I can't tell you. Then I'm listed next. Hello, Sally O'Cordy. I'll be talking about a vaccine-free NYC and world. And the next person is Laura Dukas.
Okay, well, there's two girls, Laura Dukas and Rachel Dukas, and they're beautiful sisters, two young girls. They come from a Republican background, and one of them runs the Republican Club at Stony Brook University, and she tries to bring young people into the political world, but she's, you know, more liberty-minded, and she, you know, it's important that the young people realize that they have to get involved, and it's beautiful girls like this that have the power to bring people into a party, especially at a college university where, you know, you don't usually see a lot of Republican clubs because they sort of, I don't want to insult any party. I'm definitely nonpartisan when it comes to that, but you don't see a lot of people from the left speaking at colleges these days. From the right, it's always from the left. So I admire her it's not easy to run a club that comes from the right these days in colleges, you know. And
right.
She's a sweet young girl and very, very smart. And her sister Rachel ran this before her, but now she runs something called Dukas Media. And she's going to talk about how to run for office and what you need to do. And, you know, that's another important thing because once these children and these college kids – you know, get involved. They want to run for office because they want to, you know, they want to spread liberty and freedom. And she's going to talk about having, you know, helping people to do that, helping young people to step up, run for office. And I running liberty candidates, I admire that she's doing this as well.
Well, I have to tell you, I just had a conversation with my assemblyman because I was trying to get him to co-sponsor, as with my state-level senator, a philosophical exemption bill for vaccines, even though first and foremost, I'm trying to get them to ban them, but short of that, if they would co-sponsor this, okay? So what does he tell me? I said, you realize they're 100% poison because I've sent you all my information. He said, we understand. I said, you do. We've been lobbied by both sides. I said, well, I'm sure you've been lobbied by one side, and you fully understand that they're 100% poison. Well, yes. I said, and you're not going to do a dang blasted thing about it, you who sits on the health committee? No, we know it, and we're not going to do anything. I said, well, you know, your honesty is refreshing because you've been lying to me for years, so it's really great to know that you're fully cognizant. I said, gosh, what have you left me with? Prayer? Shall I pray you come around and do the responsible thing? It's pathetic. So anyway, I'm just so disheartened.
I always like to go to opensecrets.org and check out who's donating to these people. And sometimes you'll see pharmaceutical companies. And, you know, thank God for things like opensecrets.org so we can show what hypocrites these people are. Honestly, they're being lost.
Yes, that's true. And also you can find out by going to the New York State Board of Elections. I actually ran against somebody based on the fact of that she was taking money from pharma. So I literally go there and I find out who's taking money from pharma, and that's my challenge.
Right. That's, you know. I encourage everybody to check this stuff out. Really, if you have a congressman or a senator that you think is, you know, not doing the right thing, check out who's donating to them, and you'll find out why. And it's you know, it's a tool that you have that you can use in your activism.
So, all right, Tracy Diaz.
Tracy's a good friend of mine. She's another activist like you and I who just goes out there and spreads liberty and love. She's had many radio shows, and I'm not sure what she's going to talk about. At past Liberty Fest, she was a singer. She sings, but this time she's going to talk, and I'm not sure what she's going to be speaking about, but let's all know that she's a force of nature, so let's believe that it's going to be something that's going to make us think, all right? So check Tracy out. I think her new radio show is on Monday nights, but I'm not sure. Check her out on Facebook. She's very vocal daily.
Okay, she's also listed in among the speakers, and Amanda Billrock.
All right, Amanda Billrock. I honestly, she's absolutely stunning, this girl, and she's a girl who she lives in the Free State Project now. She moved there, I know that, and she's an advocate for Bitcoin as well as an anarchist, and she's going to have a lot of interesting things to say. She's very articulate, and I don't know what she'll be talking about, but it'll probably have something to do with anarchy. You're going to find out a lot about anarchism at this. There's quite a few ladies there that have gone that direction.
Well, I have to tell you, the last outing I did I started at Franz's Tavern, and I had told my husband that the revolution turned at a specific point when Washington was crossing the Delaware, and there's a famous painting of that at Franz's Tavern, and basically, the wind swept them early to arrive and take the enemy while asleep. So they won that. It was the turning point in the revolution. And I think, you know, we have to be on the boat when the blessing comes. We've got to be together. We've got to be moving forward. And when whatever blessing it is does come our way, because we do need some kind of blessing here. I'm not beyond telling you that. That's for sure. But we'll be prepared. We'll be together, and we'll be prepared. So we must continue to build our numbers, and we must continue to be active, and we must, as you do constantly, I don't know the proper word for it, but get like-minded people together, and create events to awaken. You are preparing for whatever blessing may or may not come.
Well, I agree with you, and I think that if you got this group of women that are speaking at Liberty Fest, and notice that they're all beautiful ladies, okay, that's what's different about this Liberty Fest, is that it's all women speakers, and I tell you, if you got us all together, we would be able to rock the world, okay, every one of the speakers at this event. So I really stress coming down and listening to what everybody has to say. You're going to learn a lot about all the different issues, and you're going to walk out of there knowing that we are very strong, and we will persevere should the
edge
hit the fan. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought you were finished.
Oh, that's all right.
How did you conclude that?
You know, I keep wanting to curse, but I'm trying not to, so.
Oh. Okay. All right. Then let me just tell you, we have 4 people to cover and 7 minutes to do it. So let's continue if we can. Heather Georgiou.
All right. Heather is a lovely woman from Long Island who is a homeschool teacher. And she, I think she runs the homeschooling network on Long Island. She's also the person who runs a Second Amendment Sisters on Long Island. So she's got a dual purpose there. And I admire her very much. When she I had her at one of my Save Long Island events to talk about homeschooling. And I tell you, I was very jealous that I hadn't done that with my kids when I had the chance. She has a wonderful relationship with her children because of it. And just listen to what she has to say, because I think that's the way to go these days, is we're going to have to go back to the beginning and start homeschooling with Common Core education out there things are really getting
Common
bad.
Common Core and vaccines. I'm constantly recommending homeschooling.
Exactly.
And I'm kind of concerned. I'll tell you why I'm concerned. On the New York City Department of Education, they now say register your child to homeschool. Well, since when have you had to do that? I'm going to talk to her about
these,
this.
These women are
going to
fight that tooth and nail.
Well, I
these
see homeschool it as a, door, a way to open the door to making sure that homeschool children are vaccinated, too. When you know, half the people who are homeschooling that I know, or all of the people who are homeschooling that I know, have vaccine-injured children and don't want any more of it. Kathy Reisenwitz.
Kathy Reisenwitz is another woman that makes videos, and that's what she's known for. Feminist, she's a feminist, and she makes libertarian feminist videos. You can check her out on YouTube, and she does have her own website, which I think you have the, it's a blog. And check her out. She's interesting. I don't really know her. She's pretty new to the liberty movement as far as I'm concerned, but I have seen her speak once, but she spoke with Julie Borowski. They were taking different sides on a subject. So you might see more of that at this event, where you might see two sides of you know, liberty and maybe a discussion about two different facets of it. And these two girls have done that before.
Okay, Lauren Rumpler.
Lauren is another new girl. I honestly have never heard of her, but I'm excited to meet her. She's from New Hampshire, so she's obviously a Free State Project girl, and she's known as Objectivist Girl. Objectivism is from Ayn Rand. So let's I don't know what she's going to talk about, but I'm excited to hear what she has to say, and she's a singer as well. So, you know, kudos to having new singers in the Liberty Movement.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm a stand-up comic, but since I found out what vaccines were doing to children, not a blessed thing has been funny to me. You know, and I can't make fun of it. You know, comedy equals tragedy plus time. We are missing the plus time. One day, perhaps, I can look back and make a big fat joke of it, but right now, I'm telling you, I spend more time crying than laughing. All right, let us talk about the MC, Darcy Van Orden.
Beautiful woman. She's been in the Liberty Movement for as long as I have. You know, it started with the Ron Paul Revolution. I know that, and she's out there. She's just spreading the message. That's really all she does, is just go. And she's a public speaker, and she just talks about liberty. You will find her to be very inspiring, and she just really wraps up everything, because this is a great, amazing group of women, including Sally. And I'm excited to go, because there's a lot of people I haven't, you know, heard speak myself. So I don't know what would be stopping someone from getting a ticket, especially if you're a gentleman, you want to be around beautiful women all day in every age. We're going to be there, okay, from the young to the old. I think I'm the oldest.
Yeah, who booked all these girls? Ian Alexander, by any chance? Oh, funny. You know, I'm thinking, well, Ian's sitting pretty among some of the most glorious women I've ever laid eyes upon. But all of them, real, you know, exciting women. So I'd like to see
Bowman himself.
This
should be interesting. I've never been
to so, okay, now you have a minute
event
to wrap it up, Gigi, or two, possibly. I would like you to basically tell people perhaps why they, too, should run for office.
Well, you know, I've been through a lot because I have a daughter that passed away because of Big Pharma, and that propelled me to find out what's going on out there. And I was never going to run for office, but because of you know, I told you about the Second Amendment, it propelled me to do so. And I think that if you have any sense of what's going on and you really want to do something to bring our government back to what it's supposed to be, what the founders intended, then by all means, just step up and run for office. It's, you know, if I could do it, you can do it. Go to the website, libertycandidates.com. There's a book on there that was written by my Liberty candidates in 2010, and it's called How to Run for Office on a Platform of Liberty. And, you know, it's not as scary as you think it is. But, you know, even if you run and you don't think you're going to win, you still win because you're getting the word out, and you're having people wake up because of what you have to say. And we all know that there's a lot of stuff going on, and we all know that the people around us don't necessarily know what's happening. So, anyway, thank you, Sally.
Well, thank you, Gigi Bowman. I really